It was dumb to bring the new girlfriend to pick up the children.
A fumbled custody exchange.
Did you say to her, give me my baby? That's what ticked her off.
And this ex didn't hide her feelings.
She pulls me out the car by my hair, and she's yelling, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna kill you. Their baby is in the backseat, and he's screaming.
Did she hit you?
Yes, she hit me multiple times.
Have you seen your children since this incident?
No, I have not.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Ianesha Williams and Denzel Glenn claim the mother of Denzel's children, Dominique Adams, vandalized Denzel's car and assaulted Ianesha during a custody exchange. Dominique is countersuing for pain and suffering.
Order. All rise.
This case 352 on the calendar in the matter of Glenn Williams versus Adams.
You want mother?
Yes.
Move over next up, please.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
What is your last name?
Williams.
Does your daughter live with you or do you live with your daughter?
My daughter lives with me.
How long has she lived with you?
Only about a year now.
Before living with you for the year, where did she live?
With him.
She lived with Mr. Glenn?
Yes.
And they had two children together?
Yes.
How long were they together?
I have no idea, Your Honor.
2 years, four years?
2 years.
Is that right?
It's about 2 years, yeah, off and on.
And how old are your children?
My son is 4, my daughter is a year.
Is Mr. Glenn the father of both of those children?
Yes, he is.
So you lived with Mr. Glenn for a couple of years with your two children before you moved back in with her when I assume you broke up, correct? That's either a yes or a no. You don't know where I'm going, so answer the question just truthfully.
Yes, it is.
When you lived together with Mr. Glenn, did you ever go visit your mother or go out with friends?
Yes, I did.
And did Mr. Glenn ever watch the children when you went out to visit your mother or with friends?
I took them with me.
So is what you're telling me, Mr. Glenn was never alone with his children?
No, not until I moved out.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Could you explain why you were never alone with your children?
Because at times she would leave with them. She took my eldest boy, Dominic, to Texas, which I started a court hearing and got him back from Texas to California. And still in time, she would never let me see him, take him.
I'm talking about when you were living together.
No, she still wouldn't let me see him. She would be gone most of the time.
So you lived in the same apartment?
No.
Did you and Miss Adams live together?
We did live together, but it was at my mother's house, not an apartment.
And did you and Miss Adams live together just prior to her moving in with her mother?
No.
Where was she living just prior to moving in with her mother?
Miss Adams was bouncing around with friends to mothers, to aunties, to uncles. It was really no permanent place.
So you did not live with her?
No.
Is that right?
That's not right. We had our apartment together.
Something wrong with you people. You want to tell me what's wrong with them?
Crazy.
Just a second. You want to tell me what's wrong with them?
Crazy.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Just crazy. Put your hand down. Both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got it. It's just too bad that they made these two poor children together because they're both nuts. Okay. This is what this is about, and I will tell you right now, these are my least favorite cases, and I want to tell you who's usually wrong. That would be you. I'm going to let you fill this in, but I'm going to tell you right now, 9 times out of 10, you're wrong in this situation. Because let me tell you what it is, and then even Bird will understand it. Mr. Glenn and Miss Williams, his new girlfriend slash fiance, whatever they are, came to pick up the two children for a regularly scheduled visit because he's their father. And how long was your visit supposed to be on that date?
From Friday at 6 to Sunday at 6.
Is that by court order?
That's by court order.
And on that date, when he got there, there was an altercation. And Miss Williams says that you assaulted her and knocked out her teeth. And Mr. Glenn says that you were out of control and damaged his car. Between the two of them, they are suing you for $5,000. And let me tell you what it is that you say in your answer. You say that when they came to pick up the children, his girlfriend, who was in the car, had attitude. and you decided that you weren't going to let Mr. Glenn take the children. That's what you say. So far, am I correct? That's what you say. I'll read your answer to you.
Yes,
you swore to it.
That's correct.
You decided I was carrying my daughter. I didn't want any problems, so I turned around and walked back to my apartment. My mother was there. I let her know I was not going to let Denzel take the kids. Did she tell you that?
Yes, she did.
I would like you to tell me exactly what she said to you.
She came back into the house and I asked what was wrong. She said, Mom, I'm not letting them take the kids. I said, why? She says, this young lady out there is ready to fight.
No, she didn't say this young lady. She didn't call her this young lady. What did she say?
This.
Yes. She said, yes, go ahead. She didn't say this young lady.
Is out here ready to start some problems. And I said, okay, so.
Just a second. Now you're getting more into it, right? And I don't want you to make things up. Be very careful, because you don't want to make things up with me, right?
Yes.
She said, this is looking to make problems.
Yes.
And I'm the mother, and I assume stable, since you could figure out what's crazy and what's not.
Yes.
So. What did you say to her?
I asked, well, what kind of problems was she out there trying to make? Well, she said, when I got out there with the car, I wanted to put Desire in the car seat. She said, no, give me my baby. So Dominic turned around and walked back in. That's what she told me. So then I walked back out to the car. So when I was going to the car to talk to the young lady, she got all hyphy, and she just opened up the door, and she started putting her finger in my face, and she kicked me.
Just a second. When you went out to the car, why did you go out to the car?
I just wanted to see what kind of problems we was going to have out there.
Why were there going to be any problems? Your daughter was creating a problem because she was violating a court order. She was under a court order. Father of her children has visitation from 6 p.m. on Friday to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
It was not 6 o'clock when he got there to get the kids.
What time was it?
Like 9.
So is what you're telling me that he came late?
Yes.
And that's why... That's baloney. She doesn't even say that in her papers. So, that's baloney. So now, I want to know why, unless you had an attitude, why didn't you say to your daughter, what's her first name?
Dominique.
Dominique. Glenn is supposed to have the kids now. You know, you can deal with her later, because in effect, what she was saying to your daughter is probably nothing terrible. And if she was a smart girl, your daughter, instead of a crazy, she wouldn't have taken it that way, because what she was jealous. And what he shouldn't have done, actually, is bring the new girlfriend. It's always dumb to bring the new girlfriend to pick up the children. It's a dumb thing to do, Mr. Glenn. Do you understand? You know who you're dealing with, okay? You know who you're dealing with. So why would you look to make any trouble?
Your Honor, it was maybe 3 times prior where she's came and hasn't been no altercation, no problems, no nothing. This time it was different.
Tell me why it was different.
Because when she came out, Dominic, my eldest son, got into the car, we strapped him down, he was fine.
So he's already in the car?
Right, correct. Then she progresses to go back into the house and brings her mother out. She progresses to say, well, you're not taking the kids, you're not taking the kids.
Just a second. Are you telling me that there was nothing that transpired between these two ladies? No. Go ahead. What transpired?
You know what? She said, do you got a problem? And because I was at school, I had just did a five.
Just a second. First of all, you're talking too fast.
Okay.
So you're going to slow down.
All right.
The little boy is in the car and now strapped in.
On the driver's seat, because I'm in the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. So we strap him in, or he straps him in, because I'm still in the car. Dominique has the baby girl, Desire, in her hand, on her hip. He has a 2-door car, so I do get out. Not to start a problem, I'm very tired, I'm exhausted. So she says, do you have a problem? And she's sitting like this with the baby on her hip. And I just ignore her because I don't have time to engage into this in any of those problems. And she turns around. Yes, she does do what she says. She turns around with the baby on her hip and goes back into there. By this time, another car comes in because they live in apartments. So another car comes in and we're in that spot. We did back out to give the person their space back. And her mother does come out. Her mother opens the door.
Opens which door?
My passenger door. They don't go to the driver's seat to, oh, we're going to strap the baby in, ask any questions.
Her mother comes to the passenger door where you're sitting.
Yes, where I'm
sitting.
And she opens the door, and she does say, is there a problem? Is there a problem? And they're yelling at me. I don't say anything
to them.
both of them. Dominique and her mother.
You mean her mother
came
out? Just a second. You didn't say Dominique came back.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. You said her mother came out.
Yes.
So she came out behind her mother?
Yes, she came out behind her mother. And this time she doesn't have the baby girl.
Okay.
The baby girl's in the house or wherever she left her.
I did have her.
Her mother opens the door and says, so is there a problem? And there she's yelling at me. Her mother's yelling at me. And she comes behind her mother and pulls me out the car by my hair. And she's yelling, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. The boy, their baby, Dominic, is in the backseat. And he's screaming by this point because now an altercation has broke out in front of him. He's four. So after that, Denzel gets out the car because she just grabbed me out of the car by my hair. And I'm saying, get her out of my hair, get her out of my hair, because I didn't do nothing to her, for one. I don't have attitude.
No. So she pulled you out?
Yes, by my hair,
and?
With both hands. And she's yelling at me, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you. You know, she's telling this to me. And so...
Did you say to her, give me my baby? Not that you said it in any bad way.
Right.
I'm just asking you that question. Did you say that to her?
I did say when I got out the car, I said, yeah, because I say it all the time. They're my babies. I care for them like I care for my own son, because I do have a son. So, yes, I did say,
I just wanted to know. That's what ticked
right.
her off.
Okay.
I just want to be clear.
Okay.
That's what ticked her off.
All right.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Don't treat the children as if they're yours.
There was no court order when I moved to Texas.
That doesn't have to be a court order.
Hey, listen.
You moving to Texas with or without a court order is stealing his children.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ianesha Williams and Denzel Glenn claim the mother of Denzel's children, Dominique Adams, owes for vandalism and an assault.
Now, did she hit you?
Yes, she hit me multiple times.
Did she cause any injury when she hit
you? Yes, she did.
I'd like to see the injuries.
All right. When she was yelling, I'm going to kill you, she has her hands in my hair still. And I said, get her out of my hair. She then bangs my face on the ground, and here's the x-ray of my teeth there. Here's me at the dentist there. Here's me in the hospital, because I did go to the hospital immediately after. Here's a close-up of my face. There you go. And she didn't knock my teeth out, she just cracked them. The x-ray shows the cracks in both of the teeth.
Now, tell me how she damaged your car.
In the course of her coming around her mother to grab and pull her out the car, before she pulls her out the car, she kicked at my dashboard. She kicked a hole into my dashboard. I have the pictures.
I'd like to see it.
Now, as...
Have you seen your children since this incident?
No, I have not. I have been to court to make another court date. This is my third time making the court appearing. Every single time, she hasn't stuck by it. She's kept them from me.
When was the last time you saw your children?
The day of the incident.
Which was in August?
October 18th.
Your complaint says August 18th.
Here's the day of the police report.
This is wrong, then.
Yeah.
So it was in October?
Correct.
Well, what I would actually do is seek to remove the children from her custody. Teach her a lesson.
Well, he missed...
Teach her a lesson.
He missed the court date, Your Honor. I have full custody of the children.
I would sue you for custody if you refuse to honor a visitation order. Is there currently a visitation order?
I called Denzel. Is there currently a visitation order? I have full custody of the children.
Is there currently a visitation order, is my question.
No.
Yes, we have it right here.
But he missed the court date. Now I have full custody of
Your
the
Honor,
children.
Your Honor, that's completely not true. I went down to the court and I actually talked to a counsel.
Don't tell me what you talked to.
Okay. Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your daughter's acting crazy. You don't buy into her craziness and let your daughter cause a scene in front of a four-year-old child. He has a right to spend time with them. And if you didn't like those rules, you shouldn't have made children with him.
cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ianesha Williams and Denzel Glenn claim the mother of Denzel's children, Dominique Adams, owes for vandalism and an assault.
Now, let me see your order. You've always had custody of the children, but this order that is November 5th says that parenting time between the children and their father is to be arranged between the petitioner and respondent. That's what this says.
Yes.
That says between the two of you. And I'm telling you that if you don't let him see his children, I would let him sue you for custody.
I do call Denzel and ask him if he wants to see his children.
I'm letting you know. You should have kept your nose out of it. Ms. Williams, you should have kept your nose out of it. Because been in the business for 40 years, I know exactly what happened. Precisely what happened. I know exactly what she said that ticked your daughter off.
No, that their story
that's
is
what
not
you,
true.
Just a second. That's what you said. I'm listening to what you said. You said to me, she said to me, give me my baby.
Yeah.
It's the way you say it. It's the tone you say it. You can either say, give me my baby, or you could say, give me my baby.
No, she...
Like, listen to me. Whatever it is, you may not like her, and he may not like your boyfriends, but that has nothing to do with the children. You made children with him. He has a right to spend time with them. And because you don't like his girlfriend, and because she's acting like a fool, as long as she doesn't hurt your children, he has a right to spend time with his children. Just as he may not like your current boyfriends, but as long as your current boyfriends aren't bad to his children, he can't keep the children from you. And if you didn't like those rules, you shouldn't have made children with him. And your mother's got to learn to keep her nose out of business where it doesn't belong. Because if your daughter's acting crazy, you don't buy into her craziness and let your daughter cause a scene in front of a four-year-old child, a scene, her temper, because she was jealous and she was put out.
That's
and
not
she
true,
felt
Your
as
Honor.
If she was being disrespected as a mother. That's what happened.
That's
she
not
felt
what
as
happened.
If, oh, it's exactly what happened.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you, that's exactly what happened.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
I'm telling you, that's exactly what happened, that she acted stupid, and you said you're not taking the kids. That's what you wrote here. You said she was acting crazy, but I asked you what she did, and you told me exactly what she did, so I went inside, and I said to my mother, I'm not giving him the children today. It's not up to you. Court's already said when he gets to see his children, not you. A judge. You can't make up your mind. I'm the mother. I can decide. Not when a court's already made an order. And there was a court order. So you had no right to go out there and put your nose in it. You say, listen, Mr. Glenn is going to take the kids today. And if you think his girlfriend is not appropriate to be around the children, you go to court, file a paper, ask for a hearing. But you don't treat the children as if they're yours, like moving to Texas.
There was no court order when I moved to Texas.
That doesn't have to be a court order.
And I didn't move
to
Texas.
Hey, listen. There doesn't have to be a court order. What do you think your mother would say if Mr. Glenn, when he had the kids with him one afternoon, decided to move to Chicago?
Well, I didn't move to
Just
Texas.
Just a second. Decided to move to Chicago. Decided to move to Texas. Decided to move to Pittsburgh. You would say, he stole my children. He kidnapped my children. How could he do that? Well, you moving to Texas with or without a court order is stealing his children.
I didn't move to Texas.
Your counterclaims dismissed. Yours and yours. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all. Step out.
What is the excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
They came out of nowhere. It was an actual ambush.
I don't know. It was so many people around that night.
I thought it was tactical and they planned it.
When he accidentally hit me, the guy seen him, and that's when all the guys jumped, and that's where all the brawl come in at.
Probably all her foster sisters trying to attack one person.
So I don't know how his window got broke, and I don't know how his dashboard got broke.
So I had to do what a man does and protect his fiance.
But he had no business putting his hands on no woman.
Dominique shouldn't act like that in front of my son, at least.
Now that's why he got his car all towed up.
He's the real victim. of all this.
That they can get along together and get these kids situated.
Just want to get it over with and get it handled and get it resolved.